Jack, and Jack had a groove, and from this groove came the grooves of all grooves.
One night I was out, and the night stood tall in the bow. I hadn't quite left the first round. We made bars before the lofty sound of guitars. Empty seats were sparse. I've relieved myself from the farce. I fumbled around for a flame. When I spotted a man squatted on a crate. He looked in need of a mate. My desire justified it, not to debate. I inquired about a drink and a smoke. And he eagerly obliged, rearranging his coat. He warned me that the bar staff may be opposed. And I said, don't worry, I'll stay on my toes. And with that, I went to retrieving his robes. I returned with two pints and a pack of reds. Let me tell you all of that went straight to my head. We chatted about what brought me there that night. And of course, like any valuable insight, I was just there because I was asked. But the real question was how his situation come to pass. He said it happened a long time ago. He'd been on the streets since before he finished school. The judicial system working at its best. Kept him inside, even post his wife's death. He wasn't allowed to grace her final goodbyes. Something has haunted him ever since. There wasn't even a compromise. I can't disguise, this isn't the world I come from. I can't possibly understand, but I try. And he tries, for his daughter, who he can't provide a home for, which facet is worth more. I can't describe it, the feeling of guilt you get when someone has it harder. Everyone is the same, it's just body bags are larder. Selfishly, I'm glad I'm not him, so it's not the same, and he's not to blame. This is the classic question of nature versus nurture, and it's how we've cultivated our culture. People can be at the bottom or the top, and the bottom feed the top, while the top take the paw. It's brutal. Ricky Martin is his name, and it's the product of the environment. From whence it came, it's becoming proactive. His actions are viewed as repulsive. Yeah, I know he isn't acting. I guarantee he hasn't killed anyone. None but the bourgeois collective. They're second to none, and they do it having fun and in the light of the sun. It happens every day, we're just conditioned to stay in line. But reassured, we'll all be fine. Just ask if Ricky Martin has served his time. He defended anyone in the street within a heartbeat. Would you do the same with all your money and your fame? And you think they're to blame? You should hang your head in shame. You're nothing less than something to gain. Yet you insist on inflicting pain while you're nothing but disdain. Fuck your morals on your chains. I don't mean to be profane and have a raid on your parade. But your complacency the same makes no difference that it wasn't your hand that made. Robert Smith says it best when he pops out his chest. And Cody's in distress, cause society's a mess. I happen to live at that address, but we're under duress. To buy the top, the brand new dress. For them there is no stress unless unemployment rates are down. There's a therapist on the crowd by the unions they know best. Cause they have your best interest in mind. Remember that.
There is no one in the fucking world that can give me an honour. It's impossible. There's no one in the world better than me. I'm not better than anybody else, but there's no one better than me. And my country has been dragged into this medieval, like, obsequious, like, fucking royalty. It drives me mental.